Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfin' Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.
Howdy, 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 y'all. Welcome to Catch a Wave with the Surfin' Cowgirl. We are celebrating Wish on Wednesday, and in the spirit of the season, our Wish on Wednesday today is the Feeding America organization. I love this organization. It is connected with the Buffett Foundation and ConAgra. And ConAgra is someone that we in the Texas Panhandle worked with and through. We were, for many years, about 42 years, our family were commercial corn growers, and we're right there in the heart of America's feeder cattle nation. And so we like to say we produce something in life, and we feed America and its cattle. So excited to join hands with feedingamerica.org during the holiday season, because 37 million people face hunger in the United States today, and more than 11 million children and nearly 5.4 million seniors, unfortunately, they don't know the boundaries of hunger. It touches every community in the United States, and hunger in America is always changing as millions of people struggle to get by due to either unemployment or stagnant wages or the rising costs of living. And as we all know, it's hard to eat healthy on a very, very small budget. And so more than 40 million people in America are still turning to this network for extra support. And the meal gap plan in every community in our country, we have these people that struggle with hunger. And since our federal nutrition program, it can't seem to reach everyone, this program was formed to fill the gap and help support food insecurity by exploring data and mapping out a meal gap study. And so it was a meal, an average meal in America cost $3.02, $3.02 for an average meal. And this was shocking to me, Kim, that I know you're out there, Kim, so I'm going to go ahead and I didn't introduce you, but Kim, I know you're out there. So
I'm here.
You're there out across the airways. So I was shocked when I saw this number. More than $20 billion, $20.6 billion are needed in additional money to meet the needs to feed Americans that fall in the gap of the meal plan. And so, like I said, this is a Howard G. Buffett Foundation, ConAgra Brands Foundation, and you can learn more about this at feedingamerica.org. But what does the insecurity of the food gap look like in America? You can investigate that on this. But the food insecure households are not necessarily insecure all the time. They're just needing support, here and there. So it is the mission of Feeding America to feed America's hungry through a nationwide network of member food banks and engage our country in a fight to end hunger. So they work with Bank of America. They work with T-Mobile. And they also work with the Box Lunch Program and General Meals. And so I always say, you want to bring people together, you want to gather, well, you feed them with a meal. And so at the holiday season, it's wonderful. We do many philanthropic endeavors with Toys for Tots and Meals on Wheels and Trees for Our Troops. But we want everybody to, we want our children and we want our elderly to be taken care of in America. And we want people to not go hungry at the holiday time. I'm going to go straight into our place of peace. Right now, we're all hustling and bustling around in what I call the holiday hailstorm. And this is the tis the season to be jolly, to be merry and bright. But not going to lie, the holiday hustle can wear a girl down. And a lot of us experience the holiday hailstorm. And I learned of some news that one of my friends had lost their 32-year-old son. It was more of an acquaintance, but you know, I'm not looking for this. I'm not looking for this, but I keep seeing it everywhere I go. So an acquaintance, they lost their son this past Tuesday, and it looked like to a overdose of medication, prescription pills. And one of my friends had lost their son last year due to depression in a suicide at the holidays. And I hate that. I hate nothing more than the rising statistics of suicide in our younger generation. We talk about that a lot. But, you know, the holiday hailstorm, it can be a very lonely time for people. It can be an empty time for people. It can be a time of hunger and a time of need and a time of lack. And so here today, I want to talk a lot about lifting people up, being the change that needs to be made, being, you know, others far more worthy, bear the cross I owe. You know, we that have something to give, we need to get out and give it. We need to focus on all of those around us. And one of my very accomplished, successful female friends over on the East Coast, you know, she had made a comment, what does depression look like? And it looks like Robin Williams. It looks like Kate Spade. It can look very, very successful. You never know who...
It looks like anybody walking down the street.
It can look like anything. Be in touch with your neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
Be in touch with your children. Be in touch with your friends. Be in touch with your family. Look. Look. Be observant to what is going around you, because you do not know the face of depression. And, you know, you would think that these successful people like Robin Williams and Kate Spade, that they had everything to live for, but they were obviously detached and hurting and lonely and suffering in some way. And I want to combat that problem. I want to lift and lighten and just empower. And I think that's about getting to your inner place of peace. And so I saw this and I read this, you know, I read every day. I read all the time. I love to read. And it said, make peace with your past so it does not affect your future. And I love that. I always say your future does not lie in the past. But, you know, and I also saw reading this week, and I've been searching for this. I've been looking for this, the balance. And it showed me this diagram, and it said, where your discipline meets your surrender, that is where the flow and the productivity comes. And I loved that. And, you know, I'm a fighting girl. I'm a comeback kid. After the setback is the comeback. And so I don't really like that word surrender, but what it means is showing strength in surrender. You're so strong and you're so wise, you know what to surrender to. And it kind of means embracing the difficulties in front of you, embracing the experiences that you're going through. A lot of times we're experiencing things we didn't choose. We're experiencing things we did not choose. So what are you going to do with it? And what are you going to do about it? Well, I'm going to look up. I'm going to press on. You can't keep a good man down when he keeps getting up and coming. I'm going to shut up, dress up, show up, and know that God's going to be there. And talk about catch a wave, the miracles in the timing. I always preach that. I read this week. Miracles happen to those who believe in them. And I almost said miracles happen only to those that believe in him. But it didn't read like that. It said miracles happen to those who believe in them. And so during this holiday hailstorm, I think we need to go and join hands and get in the eye of the storm. And, you know, we quit buying Christmas at our house. We quit buying gifts. We told our kids, when you get over 18, we're not going to buy gifts anymore. Well, that wasn't very fun for them. And I just said, I just want you to take responsibility as a young adult, and I want you to start giving gifts. And if you don't have any money, I want you to give your time. And so I think I said last week, they started going and wrapping gifts for children, stuffing boxes, delivering, and it had a profound effect on them. When they would go to people's houses and those kids would go crazy and go wild and shout and cheer and want these volunteer high school kids to sit down and open gifts with them, and they would invite them back into their homes and please come to my birthday party and please, because they saw hope in these bigger young adults, you know, for a better, brighter tomorrow. And my kids came back and they were changed. They were changed going into these places and taking a meal for the holidays. They had wrapped these boxes. They had delivered bicycles. They had put together bicycles. And they would go in with new coats and new tennis shoes and gloves and food and packages wrapped. And the love and the simplicity and the spirit of giving that they, you know, that they had, I know they were forever changed. I was changed just by, you know, their stories. And so I'm one of those mean old mothers. I make my kids go work at Camp Alfie. And, you know, with those children that are terminally ill and they have 1 year or less to live, and I make them go work and give their time and, you know, and be involved and make a wish and things like that, because your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life today, and what you do with your life tomorrow, and what you do with your life next week and next month and next year, that is your gift back to God. And sometimes we just need to get still and just be thankful for the gift of life and just be thankful for everything we have in an attitude of gratitude, and not be, you know, looking around and comparing and wanting more, more, more. And that's that surrender that meets discipline. Just that stillness. Be still and know that I am God. Be thankful. Be in an attitude of gratitude. Be in a proper stance of peace. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with standing still and being thankful and looking up. Just keep on getting up and keep on looking up. And so those were two of my favorite things. A lot of these things overlap and overgap and go into a tapestry of what I hope is uplifting. But, you know, I do my pop, I do my place of peace, and it says, make peace with your past so it does not affect your future. And moving into the new year, the new decade, the 2020 vision with your 2020 goals, you know, we should be rising up. We should be better fighters. We should be living to fight another day and fighting to live another day. We should be pulling ourselves up, pulling up, pressing onward. But we should fight smarter, not harder. We should have clarity. So, you know, that's kind of my mantra. And I got to go into the music studio. I feel like I've been around the world and back. But, you know, I laid down a little song, got my 2020 vision with my 2020 goals. And, you know, and just, it was just a fun little song, and can't wait to get that out and get that on Spotify. But just your 2020 vision, you're going to have clarity. You're going to get organized. We're going to get strategized. We're going to get our list out. We're going to make our decade of goals. We're going to make our year of goals. And we're going to have 2020 vision with clarity and strategy. And if luck is where preparation and chance meet, we're going to make the most of our opportunities. And I'm excited about the new decade. I remember where I was at the millennial. We went to Disney World. I wanted my kids to be somewhere special when it clicked over to.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So, like, we're not big, you know. I was like, where can my kids go? So I like saved up for a year to take these kids to Disney World. And let me tell you, old Walt Disney, he do put on one good fireworks show to celebrate the millennium. He does. I mean, that's where we were at in when the clock ticked and it turned over to 2000. We were in Florida at Disney World, and I will never forget the fireworks went on and on and on and on and on, and we were making a memory. And so here we go. We're about to click over into 20, and I want you to know I have been drugged through pure hell the last 20 years, but I'm saying it with a celebration and an exuberance and a wherewithal and just a positive place of peace. Nothing is lost, and I'm still standing, and you're still standing, and anyone out there within the sound of my voice that's struggling, you got to make your mind up. You got to start self-talking. You got to self-create that this new decade and this new year is going to be your best life now. I just stole it from Joel Osteen. Your best life now. Living your best life now. And it's in your mind. It's in a made-up mind. It's in your conviction. And so that we go back
to interject here because I have
go on, sister.
So
preach it
for what you're saying.
Preach it.
And this is from Eckhart Tolle. The ultimate truth of who you are is not I am this or I am that, but I am.
Amen. And we all know what the I am is. It's God. It's God.
Exactly.
I don't care what belief system you are. God is the I am. And when they do the om, the vibration of it means I am. All roads lead to Rome, sister. For me, being a Texan in the Bible Belt, it's the way, the truth, and the light. It's the blood of the Lamb. It's Jesus. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. It's that blood covering, that that separation and sanctification. That's what I learned. That's where my tools are. That's my foundational belief system. But it's real simple. God is love, and love is God. And if that's all you know, that's all you need to know. And it is the great I am. It is the I am. I saw this and it rocked my world. I read this and it rocked my world. It literally gave me chill bumps. And it said, it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and you keep getting back up and moving forward. And so when I came out to L.A., and by the way, I didn't come all this way not to find Jesus in L.A. I didn't come all this way not to bring Jesus to L.A. And that's my foundational strength. That's my foundational sanctification, my protection. So, of course, I'm going to use the tools that are in my toolbox. And in my toolbox, I got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But I don't make no judgment when different people, I say this all the time, I got wonderful friends that come from all walks of life with all belief systems. They are beautiful, genius, successful people, and we all celebrate, and we all join together in a spirit of love, and we just want to, you know, we want to coexist and co-create, and we want to make today great. We want to make today, tomorrow better. But I'm going to go in and talk about just some positive things. It says, keep looking up. Just keep looking up and keep moving onward, because that's the secret of life. Keep going, keep going, keep going. You cannot isolate and quit and get you know, and get wrapped up in your depression. Depression likes isolation. Conviction is much more powerful than positive thinking. Positive thinking is great. Place of peace is great. Place of positivity is great. But conviction is a made-up mind. When you make up your mind, when you say, I'm going to overtake the island, you cut ropes and burn ships. You hear me? You're committed.
Yes, ma'am.
You're committed. When you cut ropes and burn ships, it's like, I ain't going back. And then the conviction is in your standard of tolerance. Woo! Come on. What is your standard of tolerance? Are you lowering your expectations to get comfy and complacent in your standard of tolerance? Conviction is the key. I know my God, and He like a made-up mind. When you want to overtake the island, you're sailing in, and you're cutting ropes, and you're burning ships. You're committed to overtaking the island. And if you don't get that, it's like conviction in committing to what you've made up your mind to do. No turning back. Failing is not an option. And it just goes back to that wherewithal and that survival mode. And, you know, sometimes people, they need a hand up. They need a reach out. And so that's why I'm like, you know, that's why I'm like, pay attention to your neighbor. You got anything else you want me to keep going on my rant?
Oh, no.
I'm on a tangent.
No, you're doing good. And you're
yeah,
a rant.
Positivity but, always wins. Always, always, always it pays to be positive. Success is not easy. If it was, everyone would have it. And it's certainly not for the lazy. So there we go back to our work ethic. You got to think big to get big. So we don't want to lower our standards. And great things come to those who don't wait. Good things come to those who wait. But great things come to those who don't wait. Get up, show up, dress up, shut up, take the bull by the horns. God is going to be there. He's never not been there when I got up, dressed up, showed up, and make something happen sometimes. You know, and our key in life is the ebb and the flow. Again, where that discipline meets that surrender. Because if you're working and you're not loving your work, maybe that's the core of your depression. If you're working and you're not loving your work, well, that can be, you know, known as slavery. We want to enjoy life. We want to do what we enjoy. We want to get strategized for success. And everything is connected. You know, there's no coincidences. So it's that mirroring effect again. What are you putting out there? What are you getting back? What's your vibe? Get with like-minded people. Be positive. That mirroring effect. If you've got your mind on shoot for the moon, land among the stars, you got your mind on big things, you got big goals, you got high expectations, you're going to keep going. You're going to stay positive. You know, we'll all have time to rest when we're, you know, when we're out of here, and you know, you got to like self-talk, because you know hard work beats talent when talent won't work hard. And you've got to stop the paralyzation and overanalyzation. I know I say this too much, but know no fear, know no limit, make no excuses, you know, always, always looking for the positive and going in and being the thermostat. Not the thermometer. You're going to go into a room. You're going to go into a space and a place. You're going to use your platform, and you're going to light the candle in the dark. You're going to be the candle in the dark. You're going to light up the dark. You're going to be the switch. And pretty soon, you keep on keeping on, and you're looking back and remembering when you wanted what you currently have. You hear me? I love to go through my prayer cards. I love to go through my cards and my notes. Check. God answered that. Check. God answered that. Check. God gave me the strength and the discipline and the wisdom and the appreciation and maybe the surrender. And I like that humility. I say to my kids all the time, I hope you so successful, you humble. I hope you get so successful that you're humble. And I hope that you're peaceful and always in that place of humility. And meanwhile, I hope you're doing the humble hustle. And I love it when you're confident, but don't mistake that with being arrogant. I just want you to have humility and show strength and surrender. And I've been really, really trying to find that balance in my own life. You know, how do you be thankful? How do you be thankful and, you know, not just grind it out and gut it out? And I think I found the formula, and it's where your grace and your surrender meet with your discipline, and you create that fluidity and that effectiveness and that productivity in the flow. And one way you do that is just, I don't know any other way except to be positive. So I just, you know, but I do love it when you're like always resetting the baseline and you're looking back and remembering when you wanted what you currently have. And
well, I'm going to interrupt.
Okay, go, go, go.
Because it goes right along with what you're just saying. And this is from Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. I have never, ever focused on the negative of things. I always look at the positive.
Amen. I don't have any choice.
Look where she sits.
I don't have any choice. It's like I can't get down. I can't get down because when I get down, I get way down. It takes a long time to dig back up. And I'm always, always trying to learn. And so I was on the plane and I was just visiting with my neighbor in the next seat. And they were like, "You're very well read." And I was like, "Well, thank you." That was like made me so proud that someone thought I was, and I do read a lot. I try, like, usually I read about 60 books a year. So that's, you know, I'm reading 3, 4, 5 books a month. But this is something, it says, fools have no desire to learn. Instead, they'd rather always give their opinion. And surprisingly enough, that is from Proverbs 18:2. I was kind of shocked. And so, and we talked about this earlier this week, sacrifice a little for much more freedom later. So, you know, like, don't begrudge doing without right now. You know, just sacrifice now and be disciplined so later you can have more freedom.
I tell my kids that all the time.
All the time.
You got to keep your eye on the prize.
Keep your eye on the prize. Work the plan.
And then you can celebrate later. But
yep.
Right now,
eye on the prize.
You got to stay focused.
Run the race. Run the race. I say, get the plan, know the plan, work the plan. How are you going to go to where you want to go if you don't have your map? Get a plan, work mm-hmm. the plan, have extreme adaptability in the plan, have confidence to make adjustments, discipline, extreme adaptability, positivity. I'm going to add, this is where the surrender and the grace meets the discipline. You will have the effectiveness and the flow right down the middle, the golden way. I loved this. The master has failed more times than the beginner has ever even tried. Loved that. Love, 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 love. Don't know who said it. The master has failed more times than the beginner has even ever tried. Love this. Every step.
You miss 100% of the shots you never take.
Exactly. Every step towards your dream today is a step away from your regrets tomorrow. That is so good. I hope y'all got your pen out. I hope you're making your goals for the next year, for the next decade. And, you know, I'm trying to make my 100 goals for the next decade. I love this too. Talk about a spunky mentality. Warriors don't ask how many are out there. They ask, where are they? A true warrior doesn't ask, how many enemies are you facing today and this week?
Mm-hmm.
They say, where are they? That's a made-up mind. Like, I'm fixing to kick some butt and take names, you know? So, I guess I'm revved up because I cannot stand it that everywhere I go, I'm hearing and learning of These people are under 40. Everyone that I've known and experienced in a suicidal death, and they've all been men, Kim. And I don't know why. I don't know why that is. But it's like, all I can say is, people, put down your pills. Put down your pills. Get professional help. You know, go to your pastor, go to your neighbor, reach out, but put down your pills. And so I'm going to go back to some success positive statements for the new year. If you don't go after what you want, you're never going to have a chance of getting it. If you don't ask, then you can always assume the answer will be no. And if you don't step forward, you're always just going to stay in the same place. Be positive. When you focus on problems, you're just going to notice more problems. When you focus on possibilities, you're going to realize you have more opportunities. You can dream at any age. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are, how accomplished you are. You should always, always keep dreaming. When we close our eyes and when we pray, when we cry, when we dream, the most beautiful things in life are not seen, but they're felt in our heart. And you got to have a dream. And you gotta daydream. You gotta have some vision. You gotta like put some thought into moving forward. Not where you've been, not what's happened to you. And you know, I don't wanna like go into a lot of detail, but I'm just gonna be honest with you. Last 20 years, things didn't always turn out like I had planned. How about you, Kim?
What?
I mean, it did. I mean, like my little fairy tale, it just didn't, it just didn't always work out like the way I thought it would. But many people would be scared if they saw in the mirror, not their faces, but their character. So who are you at your core? What are your core values? How do you self-talk? What are your goals? What are you striving for? What are you wishing for? What are you dreaming for? I'm going to encourage everyone at this time. Someone said the other day, I don't want to hear about your New Year's resolutions. I just want to see them in the next year. And I thought, that's so good. Don't talk it, just walk it. You know, so if you could sit on a bench and chat for an hour with anyone, past or present, who would it be? And, you know, I don't mean to get all weird, but no one has known the mind of God or no one's been his counsel. And, you know, when I was in that coma, I did walk in heaven with Jesus for 15 days. I wasn't looking for him. He was looking for me. And it all goes back to just love and grace and peace and thankfulness. And my life is a gift, and my gift to this world is what I make out of my life, and I'm determined. So who would I talk to? It'd probably be Jesus again. And I did pass 2 psychological evaluations, so I could write some books, and my publisher wouldn't think that I was cray-cray, off-the-hook crazy, but I like to think I'm a little bit crazy smart. So, this is good. If you want to fly, you have to give up the things that weigh you down. And so, like, a lot of times living and loving and learning and letting go is a good thing, you know. I love this. The days that break you are often the days that make you. And I go back to NASA in the movie Apollo 13 when they're like, okay, boys, Houston, this is going to be our worst nightmare or our finest hour. And so we had a little talk about that, you know, today. It's like a lot of times when things happen, you're like, oh, this is pure hell I'm going through. But a lot of times in that fiery furnace, you get boiled down and purified, and you come back and you raise up and you rise out of it, and literally you walk through hell and not so much as smell of the smoke. So, you know, and I'm always like, drive your own train, drive your own train. And everyone around you, I tell my kids, you know, when they go to school, when they go to college, when they go to work, always, always, always be respectful of your elders. But who you gonna let tell you who you are? Who you gonna let tell you what you can and cannot do in life with the talent and the dream and the aspiration and the drive and what you got inside you? People are always going to practice that frog in the bucket syndrome. They want to dull you down. A lot of people, not everyone, a lot of people, you walk in the room, you're the thermostat, you turn it up, you're a little more driven, you're a little tougher, maybe you're a little smarter, maybe you're a little more together. You know, I don't ever have to worry about being the most successful person in the room or the smartest. I like to be around super smart, successful people. So I can learn, but I'd like to think I'm gritty. Oh, and by the way, I read this article this week on Forbes, and I'll see if I can pull it up here in a minute, but it talked about, I loved it because I've been preaching this, your grit, your grit, your grit, your wherewithal. And so Forbes magazine did an entire article on grit, and it said, the foundational characteristic in successful people was not their IQ, it was their grit. And so I loved that. It's that person that will just keep getting up, and keep going and after it. But who you gonna let drive your train? Who you gonna let tell who you are? Who you gonna let, you know, map out your course? It better be you. And I always say, if I pay, I say. And so then I don't have anybody to blame at the end of the day when it didn't go right. I'm like, okay, well, that's what I wanted. Wow, I really don't like that, you know, and then the joke's on me. And so, you know, I'm always like, loose yourself of what's heavy on you and, you know, and rise up. So here we go. I got Place of Peace and Habits for Happiness. Here in the new year, we're going to exercise these things, I hope, my friends. Be kind, exercise, eat well, meditate, be honest, dream big, be patient, lose the judgment. Amen. I'm going to say
amen to that.
Lose the judgment, and I'm going to add and comparison. Biggest sellers in the devil's workshop are pity, doubt, fear, judgment, and comparison. That's the biggest seller in the devil's workshop. So I'm going to say judge less and compare less. Smile often because it's free. Love yourself.
Absolutely.
And love your neighbor. Forgive more and forgive easily. Woo! That's a big one to swallow. I have been known to tend to hold a grudge for a long time. So forgive easily. Show gratitude, attitude of gratitude in everything you do and everywhere you go. Think positive. Drink a lot of water. Believe in yourself. Keep an open mind. Put your needs first. Self-care and self-love, especially as women, as mothers. You know, I'm going to shout out to all the working mothers. We talked about this week with some people I counseled with. You know, a good workmate, a good mother, they're putting everyone together, and then they're going and working their job, and then they're coming home, and then they're taking care of a house. But they're making everyone around them successful, and a lot of times they are lacking self-care. And so put yourself first, and our pastor there at Trinity in Amarillo, Texas, Pastor Jimmy Evans, he says, when the plane is going down, put the oxygen mask on yourself first, tend to yourself first, so you can be a help to others. And so I'm speaking to all the working moms out there. Put your needs first, self-care, and self-love. Amen, Kim?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't make excuses.
I always do that.
No, you don't. And I preach, I bicker at you for putting yourself first and taking good care of yourself because you're putting everybody else first at your house. I know this. I've seen it. I'm like, love yourself. Take care of yourself. Don't make excuses. We know what excuses are like, and everybody's got one, and I don't want to be around yours, so don't make excuses. Make it good. Speak well of others. Speak positive. And I always love this. Big people talk about big dreams and big ideas, and small people talk about other people. Listen and try to be more understanding of others. Take time to listen. Choose faith over fear every day. I love that. I love knowing that if God is for me, then who dare shall be against me. I love knowing the Word of God. He says, I am your vindicator. I contendeth with those who contendeth with mine. That makes me feel good that the Creator of this universe, the great I am, the Source, God Himself, His eye is on the sparrow. That's me. And He watches after me. I know that. I feel good every day knowing that in my faith, my vindicator, my protector, my God of Source is out there. And I'm going to be still. And I'm going to know that He's God. And where that surrender meets that discipline, that's what that's talking about. Be still and know that I am God. So I love that. Choose faith over fear every day. In the new year, make the most out of the now. I love that. Now, be in the present. Again, be still and know that I am God. Be in your stance of attitude of gratitude. Come rejoicing, getting up, showing up, and taking action. Movement heals. Momentum is where the miracles are. I love this. Every day, exercise self-discipline. I always say this, if I could have one thing, and I'm greedy, I want to have 10 things, but if I could have one thing, it would be discipline. Discipline in everything I do. Discipline in what I say, discipline in how I act, discipline in, you know, how I love people, discipline in boundaries, discipline. So exercise self-discipline every day. Next one, look on the bright side. Dig deep and find the positive. Find the silver lining in the cloud. Take your stumbling block and turn it into your stepping stone. Here we go. Avoid social comparison. I'm just going to say avoid comparison. Avoid comparison straight across the board. See failure as an opportunity. There we go. The master has failed more times than the student has ever tried. So I love that in the unknown is the unlimited opportunity. I love that. So when you fail, you know, the magic number is 7th to 11. On your 7th to 11th try, that's when you're going to have some breakthrough. So see failure as an opportunity. And I learned this just this past year. Just this past year or so, I learned nothing is ever lost. It may feel like it. It may be a gut punch, but nothing is ever lost. And I learned something from it during the hard times. And when I came out here,
every
you know.
Every time you learn something
Every time
it.
I learned something.
Every time you face adversity, it is not for nothing.
That's right.
You learn every time. You just learn a new way to achieve your goal.
That's right.
You know that never look at a failure as a failure. Just look at it as it's taught you that is not a way to succeed.
Learning
there
lesson.
Is going to be another way for you to
learning
succeed.
Opportunity. Yes. Don't take opinions to heart. Okay. I love that. Who are you going to let tell you who you are? I don't let anybody
That's
tell
so
me.
That's so tough.
Mm-mm. No.
That's so tough.
Don't take opinions to heart. Don't personalize it. See, like when somebody says something, I was like, okay, well, that's your perspective. Thank you. Unsolicited advice. Next. Even the, I'll even tell the doctor off. I don't care. Don't tell me what my situation is. You know, I say this all the time. I would take my horse to the vet. I would take my dog to the vet. Your brother's a vet. And, you know, it's like, I know my dog. I know my horse better than anybody. So why don't you take a moment and let me give you some information, and then I'll pay a professional for a professional opinion. But at the end of the day, you know yourself better than anyone. You know your weaknesses. You know your strength. At the vet, you know your dog better than anyone else. You know you know what's wrong with your dog. You're just looking for a professional opinion. And if you didn't pay for a professional opinion, well, then that's unsolicited advice. And you can set a great boundary and tell them to keep it to yourself. Or you can just be like, thank you, and, you know, move on. Next. So don't personalize. Don't make it personal. You know, usually they're projecting their perspective and their failures and insecurities off on you when they're saying something negative to you. So don't take opinions to heart. Select friends that lift you up. I'm going to go next level on this. Keep your circle small. Stay like-minded. How does someone make you feel when you leave them? How do you feel when you are exiting the conversation? Are you lifted, lightened up, or beat down? So that's your, you know, you give someone an inch and they are a ruler all of a sudden. And so be really careful about choosing your friends wisely in the new year. And if it weighs you down, cut it loose so you can, you know, fly to new heights. And so let go of what cannot be changed. Living, learning, and loving, letting go. Living, loving, learning, and letting go. Those are probably four very, very, very important things in my life. Living each day to the fullest, being still, being in the now, being present, interacting positively, learning, continuously learning. I will read and learn and want to grow till I exit out of here. But let go of what cannot be changed. So there we go. We have that surrender and that humility and that strength and surrender, meeting the discipline for the flow and the productivity and the positivity of moving forward. And also,
well, I have to go off script just for a second.
Go.
Because I just looked at the clock and we only got three more minutes before we got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to give a quick shout out to Sage Kimsey, our hometown
Woo-hoo!
Boy. Just brought home his sixth world consecutive world title at the NFR this last weekend. And he absolutely killed it the entire week. He covered 8 of 10 bulls. I know your son grew up riding bulls with Sage and knows the whole family really well.
I asked him to be on our show this week. I think they were so exhausted. I reached out to Sage. I reached out to his girlfriend, fiance, Alexis Bloomer, personal great friend of ours, her mom, Kim Bloomer, Randy Bloomer, some of my most favorite people in the universe. Love that family. Know Sage and Trey and Dusta very, very well. Known them all their life. So I just want to say, Strong City, I said Strong City Strong. Strong City Strong. Shout out to Strong City. So we're going to let the, I know they rolled in. Alexis Bloomer, the Bloomer family, Sage Kimsey and his family. I know they rolled into Salado at home. I know they were exhausted. I invited Sage and Alexis to be on the show this week. Didn't hear back from them. That's okay. I said, I'm sure they're exhausted, but absolutely, we're celebrating our Strong City Cowboy right there next to Cheyenne, Oklahoma. We couldn't be more proud of you, Sage. Also, little brother Trey is having super success in bull riding. So, you and I, Kim, we're like-minded. We are the first to always celebrate our friends and their children. So hats off. Well done, Cowboy. Nice job, guys. Sage and did a wonderful job this year. Let me shout out real quick to Bamboo Straws, Sip to Life, one of my little female success stories, entrepreneur. Sip to Life, Bamboo Straws, organic, sustainable straws. Got a shout out to California Wine Connection with our holiday wine selection. And again, my personal dresser, Scott, down at Luxury Consignment on Oaklawn. He went above and beyond calling this week. He packed me up a great box, sent me some fabulous things, and he's always working on my look and working on making my closet fabulous. So we love our sponsors, California Wine Connection here in California, Luxury Consignment on Oaklawn in Dallas, where the celebrities resell their runway, and Sip to Life Bamboo Straws. Kim, thank you for going along with me on this rant of positivity. I am encouraging everyone to take good care of yourself, be safe, be blessed, stand in the eye of the storm here at this holiday hailstorm. But remember, Jesus is the reason for the season, and wise men still seek him. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And Kim, I hope you can be with me next week. Catch a wave, because the miracle's in the timing.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.